Rare. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow is up 214 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from SpiderArk Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at SpiderArkConstructors.com. A short scherzo for orchestra. To begin things in this noon hour of classical music, that written by Gustav Holst, played by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Andrew Davis, on Kansas Public Radio. And we're off and running on another hour of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be here to take over for the afternoon time, with some music written for viola by Max Bruch, a short romance a little bit later, and for piano and orchestra, a concert piece by Robert Schumann. The new Philharmonia has that performance. We're looking forward to that and more as classical music unfolds here on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. We move on from music by Gustav Holst to someone who helped to teach Gustav Holst the art of music, the Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford of the mid-19th century, one of the founding professors of the Royal College of Music, and the teacher of not only Gustav Holst, but also Ray Vaughan Williams, Elgar, and a whole raft of great early 20th century English composers. We'll hear a concerto that Stanford wrote for clarinet and strings in A minor. Alan Francis stakes up the Philharmonia Orchestra with the clarinet played by Thea King, here on KPR. Concerto for clarinet in A minor, music by the Irish composer Charles Villiers Stanford, performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra, Alan Francis the conductor, and the clarinet played by Thea King, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:35. We'll have along the new Philharmonia Orchestra in about 10 minutes' time to hear a concert piece, an introduction and allegro for piano and orchestra, late music from Robert Schumann, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving the Jefferson County area and now accepting applications for a therapy coordinator. Details at fwhuston.com/careers. And Flatland, Kansas City PBS's digital news source, covering local and regional stories from history to culture to civic affairs. New coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org. A little music written by Max Bruch for viola, a romance in F major. Playing viola, Karen Dreyfus with Robert McDonald at piano. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Romance for viola in F major. Music written by Max Bruch. Played by Karen Dreyfus along with pianist Robert McDonald. Here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:45, 15 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues till 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us for Classics on a Wednesday afternoon. Be with us tomorrow evening at 7 for Classics Live, when Professor Emeritus Vince Konoyak, of saxophone at KU, is the featured performer, along with Ellen Summer, mostly modern pieces for sax, including a medley of tunes by George and Ira Gershwin. Classics Live is tomorrow night at 7, here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Next, we have one of the final pieces written by Robert Schumann in 1853, a dedication to his greatest pupil, Johannes Brahms, introduction and allegro for piano and orchestra, played by the new Philharmonia Orchestra, Theodor Gulschbauer, our conductor, and pianist Pascal Desvoyon. one of the last works written by Robert Schumann in 1853, and something that he dedicated to his finest pupil, Johannes Brahms. Introduction and Allegro for piano and orchestra in D minor, as played by the New Philharmonia Orchestra, with conductor Theodor Guschbauer and pianist Pascal Desvoyons, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is just about 1 o'clock, news from NPR is just ahead. Then, in the next hour of classical music, we'll spend most of our time with the players of Staatskapelle Dresden enjoying the 40th Symphony of Mozart, plus a little chamber music from Antonín Dvořák, much more still to come in our afternoon of music. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures near 90 today for northeast and east central Kansas, with sunny skies. For tonight, a low of 67, and a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 10 p.m. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Our job as...
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5.
119 points at last check. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Something for you by English composer Edward Gurman, known as the Gracious Waltz, with Andrew Penny leading the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, to get things started in this 1 o'clock hour of classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. It's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson, and coming up, in about 15 minutes' time, Staatskapelle Dresden. We'll spend most of our time with them this hour, enjoying the 40th Symphony of Mozart. That's in just a little bit, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Next on KPR, we're with six wonderful musicians to enjoy some chamber music written by Antonín Dvořák in May of 1878, before Dvořák had achieved fame on the worldwide stage. This was something that he had composed after receiving his first real version of support in the form of government grants from Bohemia. His string sextet in A major, played by the violinists Sarah Chang and Bernard Hartog, playing viola, Wolfgang and Tanya Christ, and playing cello, Olaf Maniger and Georg Faust, on Kansas Public Radio. From Antonín Dvořák, string sextet in A major, early music from the composer from 1878. The violins were played by Sarah Chang and Bernard Hartog, the violas played by Wolfgang and Tanya Christ, and the cellos by Olaf Maniger and Georg Faust on Kansas Public Radio. 1:26 is the time. At the top of the hour, news from NPR, and we're enjoying classical music until 3, of course. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Classical music continues until 3, of course, and we'll bring you all things considered at that time. Then later tonight, classical music continues with Destiny from 7 to 9. And listener requests are featured in this evening's music. You'll hear From Horses and Cows from both Grieg and Aaron Copland, plus a very fun gallop by Strauss that evokes sparkly bubbles. Classical music with Destiny, your host tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. And tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, a 30% chance of showers. A low of 67, a slight chance of showers tomorrow morning. Sunny with a high near 90. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And now we arrive at music written by Mozart in the year of 1788. A particularly productive year for Mozart, which saw the completion of his final three symphonies. One of those was his 40th symphony in G minor, referred to sometimes as his Great G Minor Symphony, distinguishing it from the earlier 25th. We'll hear Mozart's 40th, played by Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Sir Colin Davis, on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the 40th Symphony by Mozart from 1788, played by Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Sir Colin Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 2 o'clock, and after the news from NPR, we'll hear symphonic sketches from Spanish composer Joaquín Serra, music by Ignacio Pleyel and Frederick Delis. That and much more still to come as classical music continues until 3 here on KPR. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Central average is up 251 points, more than half a percent at 39,554. The S&P is up 41. The NASDAQ has risen 179 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Some music by a not-too-well-known Finnish composer by the name of Erkki Melott and a festive march from his musical version of the tale of Sleeping Beauty, with Jorma Paluna Panula leading the Turku Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on for a bit while longer until 3. In that time, we'll have along the Welsh National Opera Orchestra for the tone poem In a Summer Garden, enchanting music by Frederick Delius, along with chamber music from one of the great students of Haydn, a sextet from Ignacio Pleyel, all in just a little bit, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next is a recording of the El Valle Symphony Orchestra and conductor Salvador Brotons for music from a Spanish composer, particularly famous in the Catalonian region, Joaquín Serra, in two symphonic sketches for your enjoyment, next on KPR. There are two symphonic sketches by Spanish composer Joaquín Serra. Salvador Brotons led the El Valle's Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 is the time, and in 20 minutes from now, the Welsh National Opera Orchestra joins us for the tone poem In a Summer Garden, music by Frederick Delius, still to come during our 2 o'clock hour of classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. What we have for you next is chamber music from one of the great students by Franz Joseph Haydn, the Austrian composer Ignaz Joseph Pleyel, who distinguished himself mainly in the business side of the music game by running a music publishing business and also a company that manufactured pianos. but he was also a solid composer, and here we'll enjoy a sextet in E-flat major, with Charles Nydick leading the members of Mozzafiato on Kansas Public Radio. Sextet in E-flat major for winds by Austrian composer Ignazio Sapleja, one of the great students of Franz Josef Haydn. Played there by the ensemble Mozzafiato under conductor Charles Nydick on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:42, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. The music continues this evening, Destiny is your host from 7 to 9, with listener requests featured on this evening's program. Music about horses and cows from both Grieg and Copeland, plus a very fun gallop by Strauss that evokes sparkly bubbles. Destiny has the classics for you tonight from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. And tonight in northeast of the central Kansas, there'll be a slight chance of showers, mainly overnight, lows in the mid-60s. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning, otherwise a sunny day and a high of 91, a low of about 69 for Thursday night. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Music for orchestra, composed in 1908 by Frederick Delius, for you next on KPR. This orchestral work conjures the images of roses, lilies, and thousands of scented flowers with bright butterflies flitting from petal to petal, while a nice stream babbles in the distance, all taking place under the shade of ancient trees. They call this one In a Summer Garden. Sir Charles McCarris will lead the Welsh National Opera Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A tone poem composed in 1908 by Frederick Delius, called In a Summer Garden. We heard the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, conducted by Sir Charles McCarris, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 o'clock. Up next, All Things Considered from NPR News. Classical music returns this evening. Destiny is your host from 7 to 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. It's been another fun afternoon sharing the music with you. Thanks for being with us, and we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. You're listening to KPR. Morning Edition is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.